You were here, I think it was late May we last spoke to you, because it was very much around your birthday. In fact, we might have been on your birthday, I think, when we spoke
to you.
Yeah,
actually, I think it was my birthday.
I think it was your birthday. Yeah. So that's, what, about 4 months?
Mm-hmm.
A lot has happened in that time.
A lot has happened, yeah. It's been a very busy time getting stuff together. And if you know my music, you know that it's inspired a lot by travelling, by going different places. So now that this year we have been able to go places, I've been definitely making the most of it and going where I can. And luckily, I got a call last month to say, we need a last-minute singer on a cruise ship, to come in and sing. So I went and did that. So I went around the Med for a week singing on the cruises. That was amazing.
Have you done that before, the cruises?
I've not, but I've wanted to do it for a long, long time. I've always wanted to do a cruise. So I've been looking into it a lot recently and, yeah, managed to find some contacts and they managed to get me that job, yeah.
From what I saw, because I saw some of the snippets you put up on your Facebook page, and there's mm-hmm. a bit on YouTube, isn't there? It's not just a case of performing on stage at night. You're all over the ship. You're doing bits in this lounge. You're doing bits on stage. You're all over.
That's what I really enjoyed about it, because I got to sing, well, in the daytime, wherever we were docked, I got to get off, explore, see around the different ports. And then about 6 o'clock, I'd start doing my music and I'd start in the lounge. That'd be nice and chill. Behind me, you can see the sea and sunsets and stuff. And then I'd go, there was like a jazz bar that was cool. And then on the final night, I got to go in the theatre and do Chloe in concert. So that was a big show where I did my own songs and kind of some of the songs that inspired me, yeah.
And as well as the cruise, you managed to, just squeeze in a little trip to the States.
Yes.
Like you do, but not necessarily a working trip this time.
Not necessarily. I did go there for a wedding, but it was a friend's wedding. So I was going there to enjoy the wedding, but I did end up singing a little bit.
As you do. While you're here. I mean, could you just? That's what they do, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
And I also noticed you managed to get to the other Manchester. Was that Manchester, New Hampshire?
It was, yeah.
I'm guessing it's a little bit different to our Manchester.
It was,
here.
Yeah. I've always, because I've, spent quite a lot of time in that area, like the east of America, and I've driven through Manchester many times, but I was like, right, this time, it's on my way back down to when I'm flying home. So I thought, right, we'll go and stay there for the night. And it was cool. It was a nice place, but not, a big city like Manchester.
You did tell them you were from the proper Manchester.
I did. I told everybody
Absolutely.
That I saw.
Too right. And nice to see you got a great write-up in, is it Maverick magazine?
Yeah,
I mean, this
Maverick.
Is a huge, for country music, people
yeah,
don't
it's
know.
Like the biggest international country music magazine. Yeah. So they featured Crocodile and they give it, marks out of 10, and Crocodile got 9 out of 10, which is great. If you flick through, that's like one of the highest ones in the magazine. So I was really, really happy with that. Yeah.
Now the new EP is called Sundown, mm-hmm. which is a very nice, simple title.
Yeah.
It's a lovely title.
I wanted to kind of encompass Americana in the sense that, that's the kind of vibe of the songs that are on it. But also, that kind of, I was searching forever for a word that meant like travelling but I just kept thinking, whenever I've been, to all these places, and my favourite time is when, the sun's setting and, you're reflecting on your day, your travels, what you've done. And then sundown, I felt like it was a bit more American-y kind of sundown, Western.
I'm not even going to try the accent. I was going to try it there, but I'm not even going to try it because I just look really foolish doing sundown in a sort of southern country style voice. It won't work. It's not actually your first EP though, is it?
It's not, no. My last EP was many years ago now. It was in 2016, my last one. So I think the idea was to, after that, I was going to get another EP out, but then so many things got in the way, when I was travelling, and obviously the last couple of years, they were right off.
Exactly.
Couldn't get into the studio and do things. So it has been such a long time coming. And, I didn't expect it to take this long to get another EP out. So it is a real relief. And I'm just, very proud of what I've created now.
So there are 5 songs on there, 3 of which you've released as singles before. So you get New Mexico, there's Crocodile, there's Damsel. Obviously, Big Man Says.
Yeah.
And what's your other song?
Giving Up the Ghost is another new one that's on the EP, that I haven't previously released. So, hope people enjoy that one.
And launching it tonight, in fact, there's going to be a bit of a gig going on here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got the big EP launch show, which will be at the Eagle Inn. which is technically Salford, but it's that part of Salford that's just across over the border of central Manchester.
You can
walk there from the centre. So
close to the Irwell then.
Yeah. You just cross over the river and you're there. So that's tonight, and doors open at 7:30. And we've got a couple of singers opening up. So a girl called Niamh Feenan and David Gorman, not the comedian, the singer.
The other Dave Gorman.
Yeah. And so they'll be opening up. And then I'm joined by a lady called Izzy on the violin and a guy called Robbie doing like a bit of extra guitar and mandolin. So it'll be nice just to, you know, embellish the songs a little bit. And I hope people show up and enjoy the music.
And it's been great to have live music. But we spoke about this last time you were in, the fact that things were opening up again and you're able to do it. You've obviously done an awful lot since then. It must just be a relief now.
It's been such a relief, yeah, because I think a lot of musicians thought that was it, you know, it was never going to get back to what it was. And it's still, you know, obviously with everything going on in the world, like, you know, people aren't maybe coming to gigs as much at this point, but they, you know, they should. I think it's one of those things that once you're out there, you're like, oh yeah, I'm glad I didn't stay at home.
Well, they should tonight, pajamas. If anything. If you're going to go to a gig, go to one tonight. At the Eagle Inn in Salford, just across the border from Manchester.
that's
what we need to do.
Yeah.
And what's after this? What comes after the EP?
I've got a lot of new songs, you know, like I've said, I've been quite inspired this year by travelling again. So I've got a lot of songs that I've been writing, so I'm hoping, to get back in the studio at some point and do some more stuff.